I just said that.
I know you just said that.
Okay, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
Well, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
That's what I just said.
That's what I'm saying to you.
All right.
Touche. That's right. It's Monday night, so that means Chris Roebling and Dave Lundy are in studio, ready to battle it out over this weekend's political festivities. And even today, in the last hour, 2 hours, I feel like there's a lot to talk about. It's every day we will coordinate in the morning. What are we going to talk about, guys? And by 4 o'clock, it's obsolete.
Yeah, no.
Welcome to the Trump era.
Yeah, right. The House Intelligence Committee comes out and says that they're wrapping up. They found no collusion. Chris Roebling, this is the right thing for them to do, and it's not partisan whatsoever?
Well, I mean, it's 300,000 documents, 72 in-depth interviews, critical exegesis of all of the relevant official statements. They certainly have found that, they've gone where the facts have led them. And the facts are, there are no facts adduced. David can't cite one. Steve, Congressman Schiff cannot cite one that get to the issue of collusion. And that one of the things to remember about this investigation, it started off with four pretty specifically drawn objectives. And part of their point is, we're not going outside of the...
We're not Robert Mueller. We're not going
yeah, right. Hither, up at the hill or look down in the valley. Let's go over here. No. They had four questions about collusion.
It's like
about
Passover.
Trump, and they've got their answers.
Dave, is it the right time to wrap up this interview?
You know, Justin, it is just like Passover. Why should tonight be different from all other night for the House Intelligence Committee?
As
we say in Hebrew, Manishtana, halayla
hazeh.
No, look, this was a joke. This was a joke from day one. It was denial theater. There are dozens and dozens.
One fact.
Okay.
How about this one?
The entire U.S. Intelligence Committee or community agreed
that's a falsehood.
No, it's not a falsehood.
You're starting with a falsehood. We don't even know what the fact is. Did the Coast Guard Intelligence Service? Did the
oh,
National?
For God's sake!
Well, you're trying to have it both ways. You're trying to say
the
17
US
agencies agreed.
No,
there
I didn't
were three.
Say 17.
The you, U.S. Intelligence. The entire intelligence. That's
can you take a breath?
Canard. It's just a falsehood.
The entire U.S. intelligence community that focused on these issues concluded that Russia interfered in our elections and that they did so to benefit Donald Trump. And the House Intelligence Committee comes out with a report today saying, maybe Russia interfered, but it wasn't to benefit anybody in particular. Now, who wants that to be the conclusion? Oh, let me think about that for a minute or 30 seconds.
Okay.
This was a Donald Trump whitewash from start to finish. This was started with the Devin Nunes mad dash to the White House to disclose all this interesting information that he actually had gotten from the White
God
House.
And thank God he did. Otherwise,
he was part of
Sam
the president's
Power,
transition, fighting on behalf of the president, still is. Right.
And otherwise, Sam Power and the folks who had been illicitly unmasking Americans.
That was a fallacy. You're just making stuff up.
It's not a fallacy. Americans were unmasked illicitly.
No, they were unmasked licitly.
They were unmasked.
Is that a word?
Yeah, it is a word, and it doesn't apply because what happened here was illicit in the following sense.
You know, I must have missed that report about the illicit unmasking. Oh, right. That was another one of the red herrings you guys like to throw out. Like you threw out the part about the secret society of the FBI.
I don't know that that's in the report, David. I don't know if you've even looked at it. I don't know if you're really aware of what's going on here. Your reliance on falsehoods is... frankly, very troubling.
Facts. My reliance on facts.
I mean, this whole idea of the 17, you know, what we have here is...
A failure to communicate by Chris Roebling and the House Intelligence
Committee. What we've got here is, open to David and Adam Schiff for their comments. This is just like this whole memo thing we saw 6 or 8 weeks ago.
Which was completely debunked.
No, it was not.
All right, hold on.
And so the Republicans, the majority have written there, the Democrats refuse to participate. That's their tactic about everything. And that's why we don't have an ambassador to Mexico, and that's why we don't have an ambassador to Germany. We've got, you know, the first openly gay ambassador to Germany. The Democrats won't approve. But let leave that all aside.
Okay.
Because
this is
David,
totally
doesn't want to, David doesn't want to answer for any of
we
that.
We also have no ambassador to South Korea because one hasn't been nominated.
So the people who are nominated have to wait for the people who have not, you know, et cetera. David, all right. You can't go down any of those rabbit holes with David because you're never going to get
it. Because I'll call you on every one.
But the fact here is that this document is now going to be commented upon by the minority. And if Adam Schiff or any member of the minority has a fact or has a document, the first question is going to be, why didn't you already submit it when we've spent 14 months chasing this idea? But let's get over that and let's then deal with
it. Is there a way, and I kind of alluded to this in the carryout, that we could come together as a country and just ignore the House committee, the Intelligence Committee?
Yeah,
they have found themselves to have clouded the water in the way that everything
feels
like it's
liberal spin.
No, it's not.
Is the liberal spin.
Yeah, that's the Senate Republican spin too.
No,
because Burr is actually trying to do a cooperative deal with Warner in the Senate, where they're actually doing a real investigation.
Burr found collusion?
I don't know what Burr's found. You know why? Because they're not leaking.
I agree with you that maybe it is liberal spin, but I also want you to know that I'm okay with a committee coming back and saying there was no collusion. I'm okay with that. I want that to happen. But at the same time, I don't know if this committee, which has just been doing dramatic political theater for the last 6 months,
If
they came out right now, the Democrats came out and we got him, I wouldn't buy it.
From
this committee.
I regret to hear you say that. I really do as an institutionalist. And I want to tell you, the political theater that we have here really is the fact that when Nunes discovered the illicit unmasking and they cooked up the phony ethics report, then Nunes acted responsibly and honorably and said, you know what? I will absent myself. I know there's nothing to this phony ethics complaint, because I haven't crossed those lines, but there is a process. I will trust the process. I will go through the process and I'm going to absent myself. And the political theater was then Schiff stealing the march, acting like he was the chairman. He was not the chairman. And old Nunes goes through the whole process. He's cleared of everything. And that's a good example of where the Democrats have been lying about everything involved in this investigation.
Right, Dave Lundy, and then we'll take a break.
Chris is just on crack. I swear to
what
God.
What in the world? What is the truth of your ethics?
The truth is that the way
Nunes,
that the,
why was he cleared
it wasn't
of everything?
My ethics
of
attack.
Of course,
on
it
Nunes.
Was your ethics attack. See, David cannot take responsibility for anything here.
All right.
Oh my God! This is your classic Republican distraction technique.
We're
the fact is
300,000 documents. What is the distraction?
Look, you can bury people in paper to avoid looking at the important stuff. There were dozens and dozens of witnesses that the Democrats wanted to call that were ignored. There are witnesses that were called in the Senate that were ignored in the House. This was a whitewash.
Dave Lundy and Chris Rowley coming out strong Monday. Some swings.
Touché.
Yeah, usually it's a little poke and a jab for seven rounds, and then we don't know what's going to happen. But
haymakers, baby.
Haymakers tonight on Touché. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We got to talk North Korea. We got to talk Stormy Daniels.
Stormy weather.
Parades. A lot more to talk about here on Touché. Stay with us.
I just said that.
I know you just said that.
Okay, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
Well, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
That's what you said.
That's what I'm saying to you.
All right.
Touché.
You go right.
Touché. Chris Roebling, the Republican, Dave Lundy, the Democrat, Institute every Monday as they duke it out over the issues of the day when it comes to politics. Much better way, I think, to cover this than
this is fun.
Fake objectivity.
Gosh darn it.
All right. So let's start. Stormy Daniels.
Stormy.
Get right into this. Today she says, I'll give the hush money back if you... President, get rid of this NDA and let me dispose
let me trash
of
you all.
There's pictures and videos.
So let me just clear. I am really conflicted on this one.
No,
the reason I'm conflicted on this one is that there's part of me that wants Stormy to tell her story, and there's a part of me that cringes in abject horror at the thought that there are presidential pictures.
Oh my, I didn't know that was part of this deal.
Yeah, no. This came out last Friday, is that there are pictures and sexting and all manner of stuff that none of us really want to see.
Does this hurt?
As debasing the presidency continues.
Chris, I mean, from a Republican standpoint, what does the party
is so
do
absurd.
In this thing? What do you do? What do you, well, I mean, do you
I'm ignoring
it.
I'm ignoring it. I mean, who knows what's going to happen? We'll find out if anything ever does happen. But I want to talk about North Korea.
I know you do. That. I get it.
Who
that's a
cares?
Better thing.
You know, everybody understood that this guy had a Randy? Past, present, future, whatever. And take one look at...
Stormy Weathers?
No.
Stormy Daniels?
Melania. And you'd say, okay, so Trump's a lot like Prince Charles. You know, you've got this absolutely gorgeous wife, and you're running around with somebody, you know, what the heck is going on?
I think the hush money thing might be the bigger issue.
I was going to say, are there issues on that? I mean, when we talk about it, I just wonder what this means, because when you actually look at the timing in which the hush money was delivered, you're talking right before the election. I mean, everything you possibly could to cover up. The salacious details of an extramarital affair with an adult film star seem to take the cake. He's got a smile on his face, Robling. But I see it more serious in the way that, like,
he covered it up
and he gave $130,000 to cover up a news story.
Not only was it hush money.
Do you know what Barack Obama did about his Acorn representation? People lied from Maine to California about Barack Obama and Acorn, and not one of you two people care. And
because
nobody
it
wasn't nonsense.
This is a documented case.
You are absolutely wrong.
Chris,
this is documented to the
wazoo. Blathering again. To
this
try to ignore the cover-up.
No, you're talking about debasing the president. That all took place under Barack Obama.
This is a cover-up. That was
a cover-up.
That the president's...
he denied
that
he had
Donald
worked for
Trump's
Acorn.
Private
That's
lawyer.
That's called a cover-up.
All right.
The Donald Trump's private lawyer. This has been well documented by the liberals at the Wall Street Journal. That the president's lawyer used his Trump Organization email to negotiate the details of the cover-up.
That's selective outrage.
Okay. It was hush money.
I'm orchestrating now. I got my hands up. I'm like, no more Dave, Chris
Rowland. The folks on Michigan Avenue are like, what's going on?
This is visual.
Too much. All right.
About North Korea.
All right. You want to make the transition to North Korea?
Yeah, I mean,
because we don't want to talk about the hush money.
You had three issues in this. There isn't a lot of time. We'll find out if anything happens with Stormy Daniels.
We know it did.
Well, no, I mean, in terms of
the
whole story getting out.
All right. North Korea, the accepting
very, very
the
odd situation. And I think it's important. You know, I'm not crazy about this. I wasn't crazy. I'm consistent, unlike my friend David. I wasn't crazy when Barack said, when he was running, I'm going to meet without preconditions with Iran, with
Neither
North
was
Korea.
I.
And you know, I'll go to people that we don't like. Bush has made us hate it around. You know, everybody hates us because of Bush. I'll be nice and everybody will love us. And I said, that's not a good idea. And that was my position then. And it's my position now. He should not meet without preconditions. And by meeting without preconditions, he's giving Kim Jong-un a huge victory, which he doesn't deserve. And we have to understand that they take it as without preconditions, they interpret as none of our prior agreements are in force. In other words, you're remaking the world in the meeting, in the summit meeting. And that's a very big difference between them and the rest of the world, but that's why they're a rogue nation. So Trump's in deep water here. Who knows if he's prepared? But on the other hand, there is something to be said for the fact that we're talking and we're not shooting missiles, because David and all of his friends said last September that, you know, he was bringing about war by Thanksgiving and we're all going to be nuked and... You know,
Dave,
what do you
think of
the
what's
headless
happening
chicken
right
society.
Now with the invites and accepting the invites, everything that's happening?
Yeah, well, let's be clear. I actually am completely consistent, because when Barack Obama said during the campaign that we should meet with the leaders of North Korea and Cuba, et cetera, without preconditions, I was kind of horrified and thought it was naive. Shortly thereafter went to caucus for Hillary Clinton in Iowa because of my concerns about that kind of an attitude. So I appreciate that my friend Chris here is actually being nuanced about this, as opposed to what he did on Facebook, which is declare a massive victory.
I didn't declare a massive victory.
Because the
that just didn't happen. David keeps referring to things that have never transpired in the known universe.
I will post the post later. Anyway, so, but I, look, I think that I can say that the president is not prepared for this because he doesn't read his briefing books ever. Because it's been well reported by many people.
He reads them. He's up every Saturday morning at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. He's up
tweeting.
All right.
Okay. Anyway, the point is he's not prepared for this meeting. He thinks he's, you know, it's always the dangerous person. The test of wisdom is knowing what you don't know. And in Donald Trump's case, the test of moronitude, if I may coin a term, is demonstrating that you don't know anything but think you do, which he keeps demonstrating in these public meetings.
Who brought about the job, said I would bring jobs, and he's brought jobs, said he would increase labor participation, he's increased labor participation. David says he doesn't know what he's, you know, this, so this is just part
of the last thing before we wrap up here.
Tariffs.
Quickly, both of you guys. We saw campaign Trump was back this weekend in Pennsylvania, and he went on a rant and he took on the media once again. He used some vulgar language. You're getting excited.
Vulgar language.
Chuck Todd an SOB.
Son of a gun.
Yeah, right.
All right. Well, I want to tell you, I'm very psyched up about it, and I think it's great. And I couldn't care less that there are folks offended on Sunday morning talk shows.
Once upon a time, Chris was a respectable journalist who actually cared that the First Amendment should be defended by the President of the United States.
Irving J. And
he
First
has
Amendment.
Given... No, you're not, because you're enabling this president to attack the First Amendment, which, by the way, he gave an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States, which includes the First Amendment to the Constitution.
Barack Obama said he would defend the United States, and he sold us out in every direction.
I'm happy though that we've moved on from Hillary Clinton. Now it's back to Barack Obama.
I want to get on Hillary again.
Yes. Chris Roebling, Dave Lundy, a good arousing
Hillary
is
Anna Perna, and I'm putting
is it arousing? Are you aroused, really, Justin?
Roused.
And next Monday, we're talking local.
Next Monday, we will
be local. Are we finally going to talk about Jeannie Ives beating Bruce Rauner? Because I'm telling you, that is going to be the big story on Wednesday
morning.
That'll
be Monday, next Monday, Touche, special Illinois edition. Guys, thanks again.